Well, I hope you enjoyed Luca, my son, sort of showing us the way to pray and mean it. We're going to look at James 5, starting in verse 13. The challenge is up front again. See, James has made sure to speak candidly and with conclusive thoughts all the way through, just like Jesus, his brother. And here in the final chapter, I love it. It's sort of an open-ended challenge. So to pray about it. And to when you say amen, to mean it. And listen, there's a very good reason that James does this sort of throwing his hands up, so to speak, in his last words to these folks scattered out there. Let's listen. James 5:13. Is anyone among you in trouble? Let them pray. Is anyone happy? Let them sing songs of praise. Is anyone among you sick? Let them call the elders to the church and pray over them and anoint them with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer offered in faith will make the sick person well. The Lord will raise them up. I don't have time to talk about that, but Jesus has addressed that before. If they've sinned, they'll be forgiven. Therefore, confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous person is powerful and effective. Elijah was a human being, even as we are. He prayed earnestly that it would not rain, and it did not rain on the land for 3.5 years. Again he prayed, and the heavens gave rain, and the earth produced its crops. Here we go. Here's the big challenge at the end, the open end. My brothers and sisters, if one of you should wander from the truth, and someone should bring that person back, remember this. Whoever turns a sinner from the error of their way will save them from death and cover over a multitude of sins. So real quick, James is addressing the needs of an absolutely stressed out and scattered group of Christians, all wanting to help the community, all wanting to help the wounded, but culture and war and business persecutions, you name it, is getting in the way. And his simple advice at the very end is much like Luca's reaction after praying. It's the throwing up of the hands and say, my friends, when you pray and you say amen, mean it. When do you do this, you and me? When do we do this? James says, if you're in trouble, pray about it. Mean it. In trouble or happiness, in fact, he says, pray about it, say amen, mean it, throw your hands up. Or the prayer offered in faith will make the person well. You know, didn't Luca just remind you that whatever he said in prayer, he meant it. And the healing did come in his mind and his heart. You can see it in his eyes. And it became an instant testimony to us who were at the table witnessing his belief in his prayer. God is constantly making witnesses out of us, not whiners. When you say amen, God hears it and he's going to attend to it. You know, so often we pray and then search for all the explanations rather than pray and just throw our hands up as to say literally, it's not mine anymore. Does that mean we pray once for things? No. It actually means we pray repeatedly. You know, why I say that is because here is the real challenge of praying, saying amen and meaning it. The challenge today is that this type of prayer never ends, and it will always become satisfying. Let them pray, he said. The prayer is offered in faith. Confess your sins. Pray for one another. Pray of a righteous person. Listen, it's the prayer. It's the throwing up of the hands. And James is saying now that the amen works into the heart to go and to be released. He said, whoever turns a sinner from the error of the way will save them from death and cover a multitude of sin. So when you pray and you say amen and you mean it, your heart's let go. It's released. And your heart is out there now. You're free to go and to seek and to serve the lost and to serve the hurt and to serve the wounded and to serve the helpless. In other words, covering a multitude of sins because you meant it. People will be changed because you prayed and you meant it. And you meant every day this week in every prayer, throwing your hands up. God, amen. It's yours. Amen.